Yeah. I think they got a big challenge. I think it's two real good corners. I've gone against both of them a bunch in the past. I think Prince, you know, came in as a first round pick. He's gotten better every single year. And I think he's playing at the top of his game. And on the other side, Cromartie, he's as talented as anyone there is in the league, extremely fast. And, if you're off on him, it's usually a house call the other way. So you got to be smart going to both of them.
Expect him to be more on Julio?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. I think they're both good. So I think both of our guys are good too. So be a good matchup.
When you're looking at the offensive line from Monday moving into Sunday, what are you expecting to change, or how are you looking at how they performed on Monday?
On our O-line?
Yes.
We're always trying to get better. You know, that was our first time with that group playing in a full game. I thought the guys did pretty good, you know, but we've never fully arrived yet. There's a lot of ways we can improve. Hopefully we take a step forward this week.
And Andy Levitre is new. How do you see him fitting in and picking up the offense?
I thought he fit in great last week. You know, he did a real good job. We threw a ton of stuff at him. You know, he got a lot of practice reps last week, especially with the extra couple days we had. With playing on Monday night and coming off the preseason. But I thought he did an amazing job in the game just as far as all the stuff we threw at him and doing it for the first time. You know, he didn't have any busts. He knew what he was doing, and I hope that he continues to get better.
And Chris Chester has a lot of veteran experience as well.
Yeah, Chris has played in the system for a while, so he's used to it. You know, they both have played a lot of football in general. But, you know, Chris, just being with them for 3 years in Washington, he's definitely had a lot more reps than the other guys.
Did you see anything particular that they were doing that allowed the tight ends to have so much success last week? I know Jason Witten's a different animal.
Yeah, not in particular. I mean, they play their coverages, and everyone gets different opportunities depending on what they do. And I think Romo does a great job reading coverages and spreading around. And even when Witten is double covered, he's still hard to stop. So they've ran that play that they finished on, it seems like, for 10 years now. And, you know, they make it work no matter what the coverage is. So two good players.
Lastly, what was the most impressive aspect that you went back and looked on the film and saw about Tevin?
I liked seeing how tough he played. You know, even when you don't always notice it, but you know, I always look at backs when the O-line blocks it for 0 yards, how many do you get? You know, when they block it for -3, can you get zero? And what I loved about Tevin, everyone knows he's got some big playability because of his speed and how he runs, but I liked how physical he was. I mean, when nothing was there, he was still going forward, lowering his pads, and I felt like every time we blocked it for zero, he still got two. And when guys do that, it's easy to stick with the run. And you don't feel like you're going to get negative plays, and helps you call runs as a play caller.
Since you brought that up, if you're in a scenario again, you know, people made much of it, the late game scenario where he had the negative play or whatever like that. If you reach a scenario like that again in that situation, would you do it again?
Yeah, there's lots of options that you have in those situations. You know, they zeroed us out, so no matter what run we called, they were bringing more than we could block. So we had some options on that play. We didn't get to them, but it's, you know, you don't look back at it. You talk to the players about it, things that we could do differently. And even when you don't block everyone, you still hope that they can make the unbelievable run. But we put them in a tough position and definitely got to give them a better call next time.